We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You mentioned some of the things that Benny was able to do. How will that impact the division of labor when James Conner is healthy?
You know, I hadn't considered that, to be honest with you. We're just trying to live in the present and get him ready for this performance on a short week. And there's some challenges with that when you got a young guy having to answer the bell. And
all right, there's Jeff asking Mike Tomlin a question about pitting his running backs against each other. Two dogs, one bone. Not a lot of carries to go around. How do you do it with Snell and Connor after Snell helped the Steelers close the game yesterday? Headlines brought to you by Senderovich, Senderovich, and Fishman. Injured at work. Call Senderovich, Senderovich, and Fishman. Did not hear Mike Tomlin say in a very short way, James Connor is our bell cow. He could have said there, James Connor's our number one running back. And he didn't.
I thought he was probably impressed by the way Snell had a huge carry that ended up, you know, kind of in, by extension, putting a touchdown on the board instead of a field goal. Stopped, kept his legs moving, got outside, showed a little burst and a little speed and a little elusiveness. And I thought it was interesting late in the game, Pony. They get the ball with 2:58 to go, and they put the ball in Roethlisberger's hands to try to get the first set of first downs. And then when they gave Snell the ball, I got to believe that Mike Tomlin love the fact that Snell, given sort of that next chance to really run out the clock, did so and was able to get,
Chris.
Now, granted, I didn't think it was a first down, but Tomlin, get a first down that functionally ended the game.
Tomlin gushed about Snell last night, singled him out as like the one bright spot in their offense, their one guy who really was worthy of praise, and then repeated that, started his press conference with Snell today.
Mark Cabali might have seen this coming. Did he not say in his little second half predictions he thought Snell would eventually get the chance and take the job?
He did.
Maybe he knew something. Maybe he was talking to people that were giving him that impression. And maybe Tomlin, after Snell played, you know, I thought well enough, given how infrequently they ran the ball, maybe Mike Tomlin is starting to tilt that way.
I still think if Connor can play against Washington, he'll get most of the reps because he's better as a pass protector. And you don't want to have Snell, after a quick turnaround, be your lion's share running back, get the most reps in the committee. However, what I do think could happen is when the game is late and the Steelers are leading and they want to run the ball, not all the time, even when they're protecting a lead, they didn't run the ball. They got it back after the Hollywood Brown touchdown and they were passing the ball, including that lollipop throw to James Washington that was right on the money that we've been talking about today. But I think in those situations, you might see Snell. Tomlin is, and this is so got to be so tough for a guy that's trying to get a contract. Tomlin has yanked Connor out of the game and let Snell get the tough yards at the goal line to get the glory of touchdowns. And I think he could do the same thing. I'm not ruling that out. I honestly think 5 minutes left in the game against Washington, if the Steelers are trying to run the clock out, I absolutely could see Snell in the game over Connor. In fact, I think we will see that.
I think Benny Snell runs in a certain way late in the game or at the goal line that gives me more confidence that he will cash in for touchdowns or for the games
really?
That are necessary. I think he runs lower to the ground. It's the one thing. Connor's a power back in terms of reputation, but guys that run high like that always make me nervous that they're easier to hit. Eddie George still, is a power back who ran very tall and very upright. And granted, Eddie George had a very good career.
I still think Connor's a better running back. I still think Connor's a better back. I still would trust him to get the short yardage more than Snell. But I think off of last night, Snell is starting to win Tomlin over some. He's intrigued.
I mean, Snell made a couple big plays in that game. I think it's inarguable. A couple very key big plays in a game where they were sluggish. I also think that Tomlin praising him is partly a byproduct of how few players actually performed well or admirably or made plays. I think it's easier to isolate and decide to send a message that you were happy with a guy when there's only a handful of players in the whole team that probably played well enough to be praised.
So I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning today to do my FanDuel show. And we got done with it, and it was a marathon show. And the first thing one of the people said to me afterwards was, "You looked tired today." Which I think is the worst thing you want to hear. Do you think that people can look tired? Yes, right? People can look tired. They get bags under their eyes.
No, the worst thing you can say to, like, well, granted, like the old classic, never ever say it, is you say, "You look, how far along are you to a woman that isn't pregnant?"
I watched that happen once.
Yeah, dude, I can't. I don't even want to hear the story because I'll have secondhand embarrassment.
I saw it happen one time.
That's number one.
And he was working the room afterwards like, I am up you know what creek. Yep, I am in deep crap right now.
Yep. I've seen it, and it's awesome.
I want to hide. I want to leave, awesome. But I can't.
Number two, a close second on that list of worst things that you can say or have said to you is if you are, I think it's if you're a mother of a young child, and you get confused for the grandmother, I think that is just another mortifying one. Just mortifying, and that's all I'll say about it. I've never made that mistake myself. Number three, though, you said when people say you look tired, it's a bad thing. If somebody says you don't look well, like you look sick, and you feel fine, that is a tough one to deal with. That has made me, I've had that one said to me multiple times. That one has made me, like,
but that's,
scratch my head and reconsider what kind of
like
vibe I'm putting out.
But I'm saying specifically for me, when your job is to have a certain presentation and delivery, mm-hmm. you have to, you know, turn it on, so to speak. The lights are on. Go, you know, be entertaining. And the guy says afterwards, you looked tired.
Oh,
that's brutal.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that on if you just did something on
you
camera.
I grinded it out. I got up super early. I put my time in. I did the best that I could, and that's what I get? That's the compliment I get? You look tired?
That gives me the sense that the people over at FanDuel do not feel bad. There is no sympathy for how early you're getting up to do this stuff.
No, because they're on the West Coast. They're getting up at an even stranger hour for this.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.